Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Well, previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
It's as if a hyena had managed to stand on its own two feet and dress itself in the morning. Glubbel, you know that this creature is a gnoll. Gnolls, you don't know exactly where gnolls come from or why they act this way, but gnolls burn and kill and consume. You cannot reason with a gnoll.
Tell them that I'm going to make them some food. It'll fill them up, and then we can be on our way.
And then with impossible speed, it lashes downwards, its maw opens, and it tries to wrap its mouth around Tavertine's head. Let's go to initiative. Because he can't see what's happening. He doesn't know to stop until the gnoll's stomach is touching his face inside the mouth. When you're this close, it starts snapping its jaw, trying to eat your nose.
I'll try to stab up.
Double damage, and you're going to need to make a constitution saving throw versus disease.
Wait, I'm good at the... Oh, I'm very bad at these.
That's... 10 points of damage. Could be worse.
That's true.
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that you have the poisoned condition, which means that you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Okay.
You feel horrifically sick.
They're not good. Okay.
That was its turn.
Yep.
It's yours.
Tavertine, can you just... I need a minute.
Tavertine does what he does best. Missing. Tavertine has fallen back. His left arm is still mostly good, but his right arm is now just hanging listlessly at his side. You can see that he can't use his right arm anymore.
I'm going to... I'm going to disengage.
Okay. You move back.
And try and get as far away from this gnoll as possible, putting Tavertine in the way, basically.
It's the gnoll's turn. The gnoll switches targets to Tavertine.
That's something.
It stabs Tavertine.
Oh, sorry.
He takes 7 points of damage.
Oh, no.
He's in trouble.
Okay. Well, I'll get Tavertine to get him as much as he can.
Get him. Wow. Yeah, Tavertine misses. Tavertine... Well, Tavertime's slowing down. You can see massive blood loss. Tavertime actually looks... You're looking at him now. You see his broken shoulder. You didn't realize it before, but he's bleeding from the neck. It's not good.
Jesus. Shit.
Okay. I'm going to cast Frostbite on this particular creature. A cantrip.
Oh, I didn't know you had Frostbite. You know you didn't need to move away for that spell. It's not a ranged attack spell. He just needs to make a saving throw. So, same with infestation.
Bum, bum, bum,
he passes the saving throw. Bum, 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 God, if this gnoll brings you down, you're going to get it.
I know. I'm backing up as much as I can to put some distance between me and him.
All right, he misses Tavertine. That's good.
I think fucking Christ.
Tavertine claps back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Tavertine's first attack misses, and then...
God damn it.
He throws all of his weight into just basically slapping with his useless arm, and it connects.
Yes.
Tavertine's claws manage to scratch the shit out of that fucking gnoll, dealing 4 points of damage, literally just enough to put him on 0 hit points. The gnoll keels over backwards and hits the dirt. Tavertime collapses forwards.
Right, I rush to Tavertime and try to... You hear?
Okay. He's breathing really heavily and still bleeding profusely from his neck.
I try and patch up his wound as best I can.
You do so.
Just hang on a second. Why do I keep doing this?
Oh, you're poisoned as well. Yeah, you fuck it up. You misjudge what's happened to Tavertime's clavicle. You think, it's just been broken inwards, right? Yes. And then it's stretched outwards. But what you haven't noticed, or what you couldn't have known, is that when it broke inwards and then stretched back outwards, it didn't reset to its normal position. They were misaligned. When you braced it, you pushed his clavicle into itself.
Not gonna lie, that was not good. Okay.
It doesn't deal any extra damage, but Tavertine is in agony right now.
Sorry. You're not gonna like this. I'll be right back. I want to go to the head, the head knoll.
Yeah, sure.
The thing. His stomach was he got punched open. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Can I search through his stomach?
Yes.
To grab the remains of any good berries.
Let him.
You can, sure.
Do you?
You find. It got mushed up, though.
It's 30 good berries. I was just gulping them down. Highs or lows? Highs. Yes, yes, yes.
You find, like, a pasty bit of good berry?
Okay. Well, I grab that as best I can, and I go and I kind of make sure, Tavertime can consume that. Just like how he was, I'm assuming, a baby.
Tavertime was not... like cognizant enough to watch what happened. So when you push something to his beak, he just eats it. He gags and retches on it, but he eats it. He doesn't know what it is or where it came from, but he accepts that you are trying to help him.
Okay, that'll at least heal you a little bit.
It offers no healing.
Oh,
you just made him do that for none.
But you're mean, Adam.
The magic had been discharged, dude. I rolled really low and you said highs. The magic had been discharged.
Okay. Is he looking like absolutely, if I don't attend to him, he is on death's door? Or is it just like, what's he looking like?
He's pretty badly wounded.
Okay.
You just don't think you can give him, you don't even know if he needs medical attention. You fucked up your role pretty badly. You don't know what's going on. You actually might not even know that you fucked up fixing his clavicle.
Okay. All right. I know. I need to. How short can a short rest be?
1 hour.
Okay. I need to do a short rest. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Still hopefully like looking out for Tavertime, but do a short rest, which means I can recover some spells.
Mm-hmm.
A combined level of up to 2, whatever that means.
So you can have 2 first level or 1 second level.
Excellent. And I will have 2 first level spells. He's not bled out?
No, he's not died in this time.
Okay. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds. Mm-hmm. As a first level spell on him.
Tavertine's shoulder fixes itself somewhat, and you see some of the blood loss stops. He calms down a little bit, but he's still in a lot of pain.
Look, that's fair. Are you okay?
He nods slowly.
Okay, I'm on 4 hit points. Mm-hmm. What's he like?
He's on 16.
Look, I'm going to give myself a little bit of a pep, and I think we need to rest. So I also... try to heal myself.
Okay.
Right. Is he mobile or is he just lying down?
He's just sitting up against the tree, breathing slowly and a little raggedly.
Okay. I try to. I get up. I head towards the gnolls. I inspect them to see if they've got anything. I loot them at them.
All right. You turn them over.
Inspect them. See if they've got anything.
Any more wondrous items in their stomach cavities?
Wondrous, beautiful items. And I'll as I'm expecting them, I'll drag them into a pile because I will burn them. I'll burn them.
Sure.
That might attract more, though. I won't burn them just yet.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to treat your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding them with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you? Our patented Good Boy cards will make your players feel like they're doing a good job while at the same time dehumanizing them without their knowledge. Are they mad at you? Deflect by telling them they're a good boy and hand out one of our Good Boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability your players can use in-game or hoard and never use like the dog brain idiots they are. We also have bad boy cards available for when you want to treat yourself to something nice. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
You turn them over. There's no clothing or armor really worthwhile having. Mm. Like, they were wearing some basic fur or hide armors, but it's not really pleasant to look at. It doesn't look like cured hide. Like, it looks like they skinned a cow and are wearing it.
Yeah. I hope it's a cow. Good, good, good. Yep. Great, great news.
There's a tattoo on it. Like, yep. A little heart.
That wonderful
with mom
rebel
in
cow.
It.
Mm-hmm. That cow loved its mother. Yeah, that yes, it did.
Pink cow loved its
pink
mother.
Pink cow loved its mum.
Yes. Yeah. You go through them as well. You find some shitty spears. Two of them had shitty orc-crafted spears.
Yeah.
Do you need a reminder of how that works?
So they were double damage, yes?
Double damage.
But they break. Mm. Okay. Yes, you're right. Well, that might be useful at some point.
In addition to that, you find 9 gold, 6 silver in a pouch. Mm-hmm. You find a ring with a little diamond in it.
Yeah. Probably belonged to that cow.
Yeah. You find a simple gold ring.
Yeah, probably belonged to the cow's
you find
fiance.
Oh.
You find a necklace pendant, a little like locket thing that you can open up to look inside.
Oh, I do. Probably just a picture of the cow's grandmother or something sweet.
Inside, you see there is a tiny little painted portrait of a man and a dog. And then in the other part of the like where the other picture would go, there is instead a little inscription that reads, "To my beloved and my beloved's beloved." And then just like a little XOXO.
That's probably from the dog, right?
That's probably from the dog's fiancé.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Then, in addition to that, you find just outside of your camp range, like looking around, you see that they brought like a little sack with them. You open up the sack and then close it immediately. It is full of parts.
Okay, that one, I can definitely burn that one later down. I'll bury it, I'll burn it, I don't care. Yep, okay.
And they brought nothing else with them.
Cool. This is nice. This is good to know.
The little pouch that you got all of that equipment out of came from a belt that one of them had tied around their waist. It looks like they just hadn't removed the belt. Oh, sorry, they hadn't removed that from the belt. That you got any loot from this is purely coincidental. Mm. They clearly didn't care to loot their victims.
Well, yes, why would they? They're cows. They're...
Yep, nothing to loot on a cow.
They were just after food.
Just after cow. Right. Well.
Well, if it makes Tabatine you feel any better, in the bag there would be parts of cow as well.
No, it's all cow, Adam.
Yeah, but extra parts of cow.
Yeah. Additional cow of more cow.
Additional cow parts.
Yeah, you'd find a lot of livestock among other things.
Yeah, of mostly more livestock. Yeah. Perhaps a sheep.
Livestock.
Yes. Well, if Tabitha is having a sleep, I'll make sure that he's comfortable. check on our, I guess, cargo and make sure that has not been nibbled. And then, I guess, continue my watch and hopefully have this long, long deserved rest.
The rest of the night goes uneventfully. And the next day, you arrive at the Druid Circle. The Druid's Grove, I should say. A Druid Circle is what a group of Druids are called. You arrive at the Druid's Grove, or Grotto, if you will.
Yeah.
That beautiful blue tree awaits you there, but you do not see Fararash here.
Did that poison maintain, by the way? Or does it go away?
Hang on one moment.
Just wondering, I need to have basically used a spell to get rid of it.
Do you have a spell to get rid of it?
Yes, I would have. If I would have inspected myself, I would have gotten restoration.
Yeah, you, the next day, would have noticed that the wound had taken on like a sickly green appearance just around where it was. If you like cleaned away the wound. Yeah, it looks infected.
Yes, right. Well, it's lesser restoration, which I think does deal with some poisons, and I will definitely I'll cast that on myself, and I'll load ourselves up and hit off.
Yeah, that day you arrive at the Druid's Grotto. The tree is there, and when you step into the circle, you feel like a sense of peace once again. And in the daylight, you can't see the stars above you, but you can see the moon. The moon appears in the sky. Okay. The moons appear in the sky.
I will cast. So no one's around?
No one is here, no.
I'll lay down Saresh and David, and then I'll cast speak with animals, but as a ritual. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try and speak to any animal that is around.
Yeah, there's plenty of animals around.
Excuse me. Hello. Hi. Have you seen Great Elf?
A deer. As soon as you cast speak with animals, a deer approaches you and says to you, "He will be coming soon."
Oh, right.
He is aware of your presence.
Fantastic. This is great, great, great news. Has anything happened since we were last here?
I do not know. I am only gifted with the intelligence to inform you that he is coming.
Fantastic. You don't know how long. That's fine.
The deer turns around and walks away, giving you like a glance over its shoulder.
You scared him.
Good luck. Yes, you're great. Thank you, dear.
Within the hour, you feel his presence before he's there. Grey Dove kind of almost materializes out of the forest surrounding you.
Grey Dove. So, nice to see you again.
He nods. You've brought a new friend?
This is Tavertine. He doesn't talk much.
Tavertine bows deeply. Tavertine has probably spent the time waiting, just meditating next to the tree. After he gives like the deep bow of hello, he probably sits back down and resumes meditating.
Right. I don't know if you can help me. I don't know if you potentially can, but you've helped me once before. But in our travels, we made a mistake, and unfortunately, some folk got caught up in our, I was just wondering if you can help us here to right this wrong. I don't know how to repay you if you can or what you need to do, but I will do anything that's needed.
Grey Dove walks past you and kneels next to the bodies. He puts a hand on each of them, and you see that he spends like a moment in meditation with each of them. He stands back up and says, "There can be little gained by artificially extending one's life."
True, but she's only a child.
It is tragic to die young, but it is also nature.
I understand, yes, but what we did, that's us interfering. If we can try.
Are you asking to restore balance, or are you asking to heal your conscience?
Can it be both?
Gradov considers your words for a moment and then says, They are not from this place, and their people are not kind to these forests. The forests, I am but a messenger of them, an interpreter. I can try, I can petition, but if the forests do not want to bring them back, there is not much I can do.
She was young. We didn't... Please?
I say this not to imply that I do not wish to reverse a tragedy. All I mean to say is that the forests... Tragedy happens every day. It is part of nature. It is sad. It is terrible.
Yes. Is there anything I can do to help? Anything I can offer? I know I'm not from this circle. I know I'm from the swamps, but that was an old body. I can help you. I can.
Perhaps if their connection to this forest could be strengthened, there may be methods to do this. You will need to commune with the spirit of the forest.
Right. Where do I need to go? What do I need to do?
When the spirit of the forest is ready to approach you, it will approach you. You cannot find the spirit of the forest. I would recommend there is a tree within these forests, not too far from here. I can lead you part of the way. Unfortunately, I cannot take you the entire distance. But I can lead you towards this tree. Once you find it, there will be, I'm not sure, perhaps a trial. Perhaps you will need to pay some price of some sort.
Fine.
Whatever the forest wills, I suppose. And then the spirit of the forest should find you. It could be many trials. This could take some time. And the cost could be great.
I'm very aware of that. Also, need to inform you about some iron golems that may or may not be coming this way. I want to fill, I guess, Grey Dove in on the iron golem situation, but also our suspicions about Greyhill and basically just, I'm not sure what's happened.
He looks horrified at the idea of the iron golems. You can see that genuinely terrifies him.
Yeah, well, yeah, like genuinely terrified me, I think, as a druid. You're like, oh no, a metal thing, yucky. So that's happened.
It is disquieting news.
And I think whoever has got them was using us, and perhaps other adventuring groups to do what they needed. We just never ask.
He nods.
You just never ask.
It is, yes, terrible news. I do not know what that could mean. There is not much I can do, unfortunately. The Badlands is a cursed place. My powers, my reign, extends only within this forest.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst, I guess.
I think this would be an expect and prepare for the worst situation. I can't imagine much good will come of this. Very well. In any case, Tavertine cannot go to the tree. You must do this alone. The spirit of the forest will not speak to anyone but a priest or druid of nature.
Yes. Of course. I think Tavertine is, I guess, glance over.
Tavertine.
Fine.
Tavertine remains in meditation right by the tree.
He's fine.
I will prepare the bodies as required, but... yes, there's not much I can do until you return from your spirit walk. I must warn you, this could take some time. You will, if successful, you will probably walk from this domain into the domain of the spirits of the forest specifically. You could be transported to some place like the Feywild or even another type of demiplane. I know only the nature of the spirit of the forest, not its origin. It could be divine in nature, from one of the many nature gods that exist in the wider world, or it could be its own entity, with its own demiplane and its own desires and wants. I know that its nature, at the very least, I can forewarn you that its nature is hostile to farming, which is why I do not think this will be an easy journey.
That's fair.
It does not appreciate the incursions that these people have made upon its lands. It does not appreciate its hunters within its borders, or trappers taking its beasts. It wants isolation. I do not know what god that could align it with, but yes, I do know that you will, if it requires justification, you will need to be forewarned with the idea that you will need to justify why bringing back to life these people will somehow cause less farming.
I'll do my best. Our wardens of this place, and we try to make this world a better place than what we found it. And I fear that I have not been doing it as of recent. So let's...
I would recommend if you have anything of metal, you should leave it here. In addition to perhaps, forgive the cliche, your armor and weapons.
I have no armor, I don't think. Do I?
I don't know, actually.
No, I have light armor. I don't have anything of weapons.
Yeah, you don't have any armor.
I don't really have armor either. So,
well,
I'm ready to go.
Let us begin. He says, he mounts up on his elk and gestures for you to join him.
Ugh, didn't even have to turn to a horse. Yeah, all right, I'll jump on his back.
He rides you out into the forest. He rides you out. He rides out with you into the forest. Big T, while you are frying up meat in Isaac Newton's kitchen, you hear footsteps coming down the stairs from where Isaac Newton went to.
Oh, dinner's ready.
You call out.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. Why would you be... Are you cooking something?
We finished lunch.
Isaac Newton arrives at the bottom of the stairs. What, may I ask, are you cooking?
Or maybe you could tell us. We think it's beef, but we don't know. It doesn't look like beef.
Ah, yes, that would be my canned beef. Why are you cooking my food?
Did you say we could help ourselves? No, you did not. You offered us sandwiches.
I guess I don't recall ever saying you couldn't touch anything here, but I suppose that might be because I assumed you wouldn't touch anything here.
But you did assume. You said we couldn't go into the other rooms because we weren't allowed to touch anything in the other rooms. Mm.
Well, also, there are just things that you could accidentally touch without realizing.
So I assume this was you can't see...
What?
I thought this was a safe room. I could touch everything.
I mean, it
you're
is
so
safe.
Specific about not going to other rooms. I'm
I
sorry.
Mean, it is safe in the fact that you have not hurt yourself. But yet. I mean, you still didn't really have permission. He says.
He's like, well, you did not say go in the pantry, and she did hurt herself. It's like bleeding from
the
nose.
Yeah, you did smack yourself in the head. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want some beef? I can put it back.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's kind of done now. It's hard to put it back in once it's out.
How'd you even get it in the first place?
I bought it like that from a vendor. On! Lightning shatters through the sky outside and through the windows. All of the lights flicker in the room, and as Isaac Newton's robes billow around him, he stretches out both hands in a dramatic pose. In the far realms, from a vendor of tremendous influence and reach, known only as Walmart, the Traveler.
Well, I'd love to go there one day. It sounds nice.
It is a terrifying place, his house of wares. The likes of your mortal minds could not comprehend his sales.
Oh, maybe sounds dangerous then. Maybe I just go in your pantry instead. Okay.
Creatures such as yourselves could only handle the bargains to be found at an inferior place such as Target or Kmart.
Look, Tree Stump just merely concedes. They bow their little head like, oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to hear these names.
Anyway, no matter. It was cheap. I got it on sale, and I think it was past its use-by date, he says, holding up the can and inspecting it. Yes, I always do this. I stock up for something I never intend on using or experiencing, such as a harsh winter.
I'm glad they gave you a use for it, then.
I just wouldn't consume it. It's probably bad.
Oh. Did you have other things you needed help getting rid of? Is this a problem you have?
He kind of like looks around. I suppose you could help me clean out my pantry if you so wished.
Yeah.
Are you not illiterate?
What? Do you have to tell me if it's good or not? I'll do the throwing.
All right. Can you read a date?
No. Not yet. Is it hard?
It would be very difficult to teach you. There's quite a lot of combinations of numbers that a date could be. And you kind of need to intuit it. I can't really rote teach you. You must simply kind of understand what you're reading. It is complicated. Do you at least know your numbers?
Absolutely not. I can draw them with lines.
It would be very difficult then. I would not only need to teach you to read, I would need to teach you to count.
I can count. I know how to count. I can do it with lines. I just don't know how to, tally count.
Hold on a moment. The rest of you can all read, correct? Everyone else in the room nods. All right, then. I will return in a moment. He leaves. He's only gone like a minute, if that. You hear him rummaging in the next room. No, actually, he stays in this room. You know how everyone has the bits, the odd ends and bits drawer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He opens his and starts rummaging around in it. He pulls out a metal band. The metal band has like two little, you know, in Community.
Yeah.
There's that board game they play where it's whose ears do you have?
Uh-huh.
So, you know how that little bit has like a thing where you hang the ears on?
Uh-huh, the headband.
So, yeah, imagine a band, that band minus the ears. So it's like a little band and there's two little metal plates where your ears would be. Put this on.
Me?
Yes.
Okay, I put them on.
Your intelligence becomes 21.
Goodness. My, what have you done here? What's this fandangle contraption?
Please, let us go through my pantry. I have a potion brewing upstairs that should help deduce the nature of this curse and how to fix the malady. In the meantime, I suppose you can help me with some chores around the house!
I certainly can, but I still don't know how to read.
No, you do now.
Oh.
You look around and suddenly any written surface or any surface with writing on it makes sense to you.
I am experiencing an awful... This is horrid. Every surface seems to be yelling at me. Why is it trying to talk?
It'll calm down.
What is it trying to say?
Everyone goes into the pantry. There's enough room. And you start going through his canned section and checking dates.
I dare say this is a touch more efficient than the tally system. Tally ho to that one, I say. Whoa.
There's a lot here. It is deceptively stacked. There's no magic to it. It's just really when you start taking out like the cans, you realize there are cans stacked behind them. You take those cans out.
Ah, masters
there are cans.
Of trickery, you are. The old me would have never seen past your ruse.
There is quite a lot of cans in the canned section. You spend 3 hours sorting his cans. By the end of it, you have a neat little pile of cans that are out of date.
Well, I've adequately judged these specimens, and I also now know that I shouldn't eat them. Whereabouts would be your nearest recyclement?
There's one out the front! I will show you shortly. He takes out like a little pocket watch and inspects it. The potion might nearly be done now, and my manservant might be done adventure-proofing these bottom levels. I'll get him to show you the bin and perhaps some other chores that you could perform here on the lower levels. I will return!
I didn't know he had a manservant.
His cloak billows as he whips around and leaves.
What will Big T do with her newfound intellect? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.